Zorn, 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 the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
The horse clumps or the coconuts That's get me every
it.
Time.
That's what sells it. Eric Zorn is here, columnist for your Chicago Tribune. Hello, Eric. Thanks for being here.
Hello.
The sex scandal. The harassment scandal goes on and on and on. The new names keep coming up.
Yeah, the news broke this morning on CNN that another woman has come forward to say bad things about Al Franken. This is CNN reports that this woman says in 2010 at the Minnesota State Fair, she was posing with Franken for a photo, just like, you know, husband's going to take a picture of this woman and Al Franken, and then he like pulls her close and grips her by the buttocks, and she is freaked out by this and is now telling the world about it. Evidently, she put something on her. She put the picture on her Facebook page, and you can't see anything in the picture. She's smiling, he's smiling. But it was one of the things where, I wrote about this Al Franken story over the weekend, and one of the things, I said I didn't think he should resign over this, Leanne Tweeden accusations, and... But it was contingent a bit on there not being a whole bunch of stories like this that suddenly come out of the woodwork. I don't really know where this falls on the continuum. I mean, this is what George H.W. Bush has been accused of many times.
Recently.
Has recently been accused of many times.
Is that the David Copperfield situation?
It's David Copperfield thing. And this is bad. This grabbing someone by the butt in a picture like that is...
It's wrong.
It's wrong. I don't know how to. It's wrong. It's juvenile. It's gross. It's not the worst thing I can imagine, but it
isn't that bad. I'm sorry. I have to say that. I know people did things. I hate to scream history, but things happened back then that is like, oh, cut it out. You know what I mean? He was being goofy. He wasn't a senator then, was he?
Oh, I think in 2010 he was.
He was? Well, then wrong. But still. There are way worse things going on. No, it shouldn't happen. But in comparison to other things, it seems trivial.
It's really important, I think, at this time, not to just say that every offense is an end of career firing offense. And if it is, then one of the first people who has to go is President Trump, because he has been credibly accused by more than a dozen women of predatory sexual behavior. That is, in most cases, worse than grabbing someone by the butt in a photograph. Now, he denies all of them, of course. All these women are lying about him. And even though he's caught talking about just this kind of activity in the Access Hollywood tape, I don't know how you can not credit some of these stories. They're consistent. They're bad.
You can also hear him in several interviews on Howard Stern shows over the years. He would brag about these things quite regularly.
I don't know if specifically bragging about, but certainly bragging about his sexual appetites and conquests and so on. And the counter argument is, well, the American people heard this a year ago or 13 months ago, and said, well, we're going to, at least the people in the Electoral College, we're going to elect this guy president. We don't care. We'd rather have him. We'd rather have this president with these sexual allegations and appetites than Hillary Clinton. That was the decision that. I know he didn't win Hillary that much.
He didn't win the
popular vote, but he did win the Electoral College. And so the idea is that this offense, this matter, has been litigated in the court of public opinion. I think that it actually hasn't. That it wasn't. That there was so much going on at the time during that election. People heard these stories, but there's a story. Very credible people. The correspondent from People Magazine. Do you remember this story? He's showing her around Mar-a-Lago, and Melania excuses herself, and he wants to show her a tremendous room. And he gets her in the room, pushes her against the wall, and starts trying to kiss her. And then, you know, this People Magazine reporter who's, you know, someone who's a veteran at the magazine says this. I have to believe that. And if it was just that one story, maybe she's misremembering it. But it's consistent with a lot of other stories, which is why, I mean, when you get back to the Al Franken story, there's two aspects to the first Al Franken story, the Leanne Tweeden story. One is the photograph, right? We've all seen that picture where he's like leering at the camera like he's in high school, and he's got his hands. What do you call it, Wendy?
What's the term you use?
Honking her horns.
Honking her horns picture.
But I don't think, if you look at that picture, it's very hard to tell whether he's actually touching
her. But she says he did make contact.
Well, she's sleeping. How does she know? I mean.
Maybe it woke her up.
She didn't say that, but I mean, she did say, well, there's a second allegation that has to do with the kiss, the forced kiss.
Right.
If you look at the picture, people have, of course, done the Zapruder film analysis of this thing.
Where you
can't see,
tell.
You see little shadows and so on. He's clearly not squeezing, but he's, you know, it's gross. But
yeah.
The other part of and that he hasn't really denied. He said, I took that picture. I looked at it. I'm ashamed. I was wrong. You know, he makes no excuse for that.
Mm-hmm.
The other allegation has to do with, you know, they're on a USO tour and they're, you know, apparently rehearsing some skit where he's going to go in for a kiss. And, and so he keeps saying he wants to rehearse this. And then when she says, no, we don't have to rehearse this. Come on. This is, you know. And then he grabs her by the back of the head, pulls her close and kisses her and sticks his tongue in her mouth. He says he doesn't remember the situation exactly that way, which is a sort of a way of not exactly denying it.
But kind of denying it.
I do not recall. So that's a little murkier, again. But if it's that one episode with Frank, and you say, okay, well, one bit of bad judgment, you know, before he was senator, that's not a career-ending offense.
Mm-hmm.
If more women start coming out that he's doing this kind of thing, at some point, I think he does have to think about resigning.
Right. If it's more than one, now all of a sudden it's worse.
If it's a pattern, we've seen this now with these allegations. When you have someone, it's so seldom is just one, right?
Didn't they have fidget spinners years ago? You guys could have played with those.
Well, that's an idea. But there's, you know, so many
Louis
people.
CK.
Like, yeah, I mean, so many things you'll hear one allegation. It starts off with Kevin Spacey, right? There's one story that comes out, and then suddenly it's like you open the floodgates.
But let's go back before Kevin Spacey, because Casey Affleck has been a guy whose name kept popping up in these stories, and you know he had a very good year last year. He won the Academy Award for Best Actor. But there were several actresses in Hollywood that wouldn't recognize him because of these stories that women have come across. And I guess there were two different cases that were settled out of court monetarily where he groped women or more, and money was settled. So there was this kind of lingering story about not just Casey Affleck but other actors that you'd hear every once in a while, and then it would just kind of go away. Kevin Spacey was the one that all of a sudden really opened the floodgates.
Right.
You know?
Well, I heard those stories about Louis C.K. Tig Notaro was spreading those around, if you remember.
Right. She wanted his name off of her show. He was executive producer, and she didn't feel comfortable with his name being associated
with
her
show. But there weren't names associated with that, with the allegations against C.K.
Right.
And so it was murky, but it's no longer murky, and he admits to it, right? So the question now becomes, like, do we just remove someone like that from the public sphere? I mean, they've taken all of his videos down from Netflix and wherever else they are.
Yeah.
It's like they're trying to erase him. I don't know what they're going to do with House of Cards. I know that Kevin Spacey is now off that show.
They stopped production of it.
Are they going to purge their files of those first six seasons?
Sorry for all the people who worked with him. It's not fair to them.
Right.
Well, there's a bunch of people. Obviously, they're doing a new season of House of Cards. They were a lot of people. I mean, they're probably going to get paid for what they did, but, you know, as you guys know, in show business, it's partly payment, but it's also exposure and what it means to your
Don't
career
say
going
exposure.
Forward.
Sure. So. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll explore what went on over the weekend with Jeffrey Tambor. Not good
hey
news
now.
There. Hey Now is right. We'll cover that in just a little
bit.
See,
everybody says that when you bring his name up. It was not just me when I met him. And he looked absolutely uninterested when I
right.
said that.
Slightly. That's all right. If you want to jump in on this, we're at 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, along with Eric Zorn on Chicago's very own WGN. It's Bill Leff, and it's Wendy Snyder, along with Eric Zorn from the Chicago Tribune. The sexual harassment scandal continues. Every day, more and more names coming out. Now, Jeffrey Tambor's name had been mentioned a little while ago, kind of went away, but then over the weekend, things got a little crazy.
Right, and now he is stepping away from Transparent.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happens to his career now, if Amazon is going to get rid of all the shows of Transparent that are online. I don't know when this stops. I really don't. I guess I'm sort of hoping that it keeps going for a while. I think this is a good thing in general.
To purge all these people and let people know this can't happen.
I think that's right. I mean, I'm not, you know, so big on purging everyone, but I think the consequences need to be there. And the fact is that some of these entertainers, I think Louis C.K. is brilliant. I mean, I really enjoyed his comedy. I think Kevin Spacey's an incredible actor.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Tambor's a great actor. A lot of these people, and I'm a fan of Al Franken's too.
Yeah.
I read his book. So these are sort of, they're not, you know, personal losses in an intimate way, but these are people that I don't want to see pushed from the stage. But under the circumstances, I think it's overall a really good thing that we are calling people out and that we're letting it be known. And I'm guessing, I really think that this is going to change behavior going forward for a lot of men. Not the worst of the worst. The worst of the worst probably are not going to be deterred from this kind of thing. But I'll bet there are a lot of people who kind of thought it was cute and fun to squeeze women on the butt and, you know, go in for it and thought, well, might as well try to go in for a kiss and mm-hmm. see what happens. Maybe if I get my tongue in her mouth, that'll soften her up, you know.
Boy, the bravado of some of these people, seriously, when I hear you say it like that.
But I don't think until now anyone thought this could potentially cost me my career. I thought there's probably an outside chance of that, but it didn't happen enough to where a guy would, in that moment of quote-unquote passion.
In fact, just the opposite. It didn't happen. There was the allegations against Clarence Thomas, which I thought were credible. I thought I believed Anita Hill.
Yeah.
Clarence Thomas went on. The allegations against Bill Clinton. All of them put together, I don't know if each one of the allegations against him, but, you know, I thought Paula Jones's story was pretty credible.
I did, too.
And Kathleen Willey's story was pretty credible. And in looking back on it, I think maybe Bill Clinton probably should have resigned, but
right.
he didn't. And he's hung on and he was able to stay president. And then he kept his reputation. He's now on, you know, talk show. He's got the Clinton Foundation. His wife was the nominee. So, you know, if you look back on it, it probably was the right thing for Clinton to have resigned and have had Al Gore take the presidency. He probably would have won as the incumbent, and the whole history of the 21st century so far
changed
would be different.
Dramatically.
Yeah.
847 has texted us, and it's kind of interesting here. Lumping the trivial juvenile moves and flirtations with the serious sexual harassment by others is going to water down the whole thing, and women will again be the losers.
It's a risk. I agree with that. That's why I think you need to keep reminding people that not every offense is the same. And so that everyone who said let's set fire to Al Franken based on this one incident, now again there are two, but that when you do that, then suddenly you say, well, he's as bad as Harvey Weinstein, or he's as bad as Anthony Weiner. I mean, these kind of things that are comprehensive and
right.
long, or Louis C.K. These things that are kind of chronic and predatory,
right?
Those are different than what we're talking about here, and we have to keep that in mind. So when we say, you know, like assault is not murder, it's a very different thing. So it is really important to keep perspective in mind. But it's also, I think, important for people to realize that even these little things that you think are just minor can be major to some people, traumatize people, and they're just not right. And so if it stops, you know, 50 people from grabbing 50 women on the butt, that's good.
Did you see Bill Maher on Friday? He was talking about he's known Al Franken for years. He goes, he's not a sexual predator. There's nothing about Al Franken that says sexual predator. And he was comparing it to Judge Moore. He goes, now this guy is a sexual predator. So for all these people who go, well, you're complaining about Moore, but what about Franken? Way too different to compare.
Very different. Although I will say that you don't really know somebody. I mean, I don't think that Roy Moore is. There's no allegations that are more than, like, they're all 30 years old, right? This is what he was doing when he was in his 30s, and he's in his 60s now. So I'm not sure that he is currently a predator like that. I don't think that you know somebody very. I mean, you can say, "Well, I know Al Franken. He's not a predator."
You don't know.
I mean, the way you make the decision like that is you look at the record. You look at what people are saying. How many people are coming forth and saying this? It's pretty persuasive that back 30 years ago, Roy Moore was the town creep. Right, he was the guy hanging out in the mall, and
they
kind of
let him, didn't they?
Kind of let him, and they've enabled. And that's, and to my mind, that's like
enabled.
That's only one of the problems that you have with Roy Moore, who is, you know, he ignores the Constitution. When he was the judge, he doesn't want Muslims serving in Congress.
Right.
He's really anti-gay. It's all kinds of stuff that I in my book Brief Against Roy Moore would be included. But I think it's really important, Wendy, to have that sense of perspective. And not to, like, have to throw everybody on the fire.
Did you follow the thing that went on over the weekend with Ali Reisman and Simone Biles?
No.
All right. So Ali Reisman has claimed that a trainer has...
The gymnasts.
Yeah, a gymnast. Yeah. Right. So she says that a trainer had done inappropriate things to her for quite a while. So then Simone Biles says, well, if you dress the way you dress, this is going to essentially happen.
Ooh.
I love when women say that. Who is the...
Lena
Donna Karen said
Donna
that too.
Karen also.
A fashion designer.
Right. She's retracted since.
Well,
but after it was already.
And there was some story about Lena Dunham, right? Who came out and defended some woman of charge accused.
And she's
her,
also since retracted.
And she retracted, but she'd said somebody on her writing staff had been accused of rape, and she came out and said, "No, this can't be. I know this guy too well." And then she pulled that back. So So anyway,
what is happening now is, amidst all these allegations, now you're seeing little factions of almost civil wars where people are attacking, and that's fine as long as the guilty parties are found, but you're seeing some blowback with other people who go, no, that's a friend of mine. You can't say anything bad about them. They wouldn't do something like that, but they don't know.
Well, I think the lesson that we have to take from this is that we don't really know sometimes with people what really goes on. Just like you don't know what goes on in a marriage, you're not sure what goes on in somebody's private life. So it's, you know, keep an open mind. But again, I think this is a good purging process, and it might this time result in some lasting change in the way people treat each other. So
good.
That's
just treat people with respect, men and women. Then you're fine.
And you're fine.
All right. Problem solved. Yeah. We have solved the problem. Thank you so much.
And there's Steve Bertrand to solve the next set of
problems. To make everything good. That's Eric Zorn. Read him in the Chicago Tribune. Thank you, Eric.
Good
we'll find out what Steve has coming up next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.